Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'll just talk about Arby's, and I'm hungry now. Like,
so
I just want to. This is bad. Like, I can't get on DoorDash right now or go to the grocery store or anything. Like, this is the worst time to get food because I just order everything.
Mm.
You know, they say never go to the grocery store when you're hungry,
mm-hmm.
because you'll buy a lot more than you need. But anyway, thanks for that, guys. Let's do the tangent.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Yeah, that was my intro to the tangent, was just me fantasizing about food. Also, I'm looking at the text, and it's like, the Euros at Arby's, the Jamocha Shake, the turnovers.
Oh,
get
the turnovers!
This, get that.
Yes!
Oh, God. What do you mean?
I'm so excited.
What do you mean? So I did share a couple of weeks ago that a friend of mine, an older friend of mine, kind of like a pseudo-grandfather, passed away, and we have been friends for, he was a mentor and a friend. We've been friends for like 15 years. It's, you know, we met sort of serendipitously and have stayed in touch, and he's been, you know, a big part of my life, and he passed away. We kind of fell apart or drifted apart during COVID because I couldn't go see him because he's an older guy and he had some health issues and stuff. So, but, and there were some other things that happened in his life, and he became kind of reclusive. But I'm so fortunate. I mean, I can't even tell you how much of a difference this has made, really, like for me, potentially for my whole life, that I late last year reconnected with him and went to see him. And we sat down, and you know, only to realize that there was no reason why we hadn't communicated with each other. You know, I thought maybe he was upset. You know how people like us who overthink in this room, and it's like I had decided that he was upset with me, or he didn't like me anymore, or whatever. And so it was, you know, had I gotten the news a couple of weeks ago that he passed away, and had we not had that meeting, that would have left me, I think, with a lot of questions. About where we stood and if we were good and, you know, if he felt somehow betrayed. But, you know, I don't know all the different things that you could come up with. And I know that none of those things are true. But I did make a decision that most of the people that I talked about this with agreed with. But I did not go to his celebration of life. And there were some people that were like, how can you not? And then there was, you know, my thinking. So this guy was well known, and he had, at least what I'm aware of, was a celebration of life in a very large venue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming attended by hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And I don't think you had to know him. You just had to know of him to attend. And I don't know how many people wound up going, but I know it was a huge venue. And I thought, that is not our relationship. Like, I don't know that there wasn't a more private event that I wasn't included in. I assume that there was, but when I heard that it was, you know, here's this thing and it's at an arena and you can go, and it's across the country, I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to feel validated by my experience at this event because it felt so impersonal to me,
mm-hmm.
and our relationship was so personal. And you could say, well, it was about honoring him, and it was. But in my opinion, funerals are about the living. And I guess what I was afraid of is that I would go there and feel sort of distant in a way that I wasn't, and feel kind of like a number, and then walk away sort of, I don't know, a little bit less fulfilled than I think people would typically like to be in the, you know, when you attend a funeral. And the thing is, I kind of think that where we left it late last year, our conversation and the way that we left things, to me, I can live with that. Like, that was good enough for me. But there were some people out there that were like, how can you not go to the guy's funeral? And I just, I don't know. I was kind of soured by the idea that there are a bunch of people there who respected this person but didn't know him. I knew him. And I don't think I was going to get to see any of his family or offer my condolences to any of these people in person because there were going to be so many other people there. And so I didn't go. And I wonder what you guys think about that. Like, I wonder if it's over now. So the decision was made and I feel good about it. But I wonder if you've ever sort of like been in that situation before where it's like, my relationship with somebody was such that I want to just leave it where it is and not necessarily involve myself in whatever happens next. You know, maybe there were people there you didn't want to see, or maybe, you know, you weren't as respected by his family as you felt like you were by that individual. I mean, have you ever been there in that situation before where you're like, I don't really know how to properly honor this person?
I have. I mean, I've lost a lot of people in my life, and it's not so much like I don't know how to honor them, because I feel like you did. You had the conversation, you're going to keep your memories with that person mm-hmm. alive. Like, you're going to do all of those things, so there's no right or wrong way to do it. But like for me, just yesterday, my brother's birthday, he died when he was 19. I don't particularly care to go to his gravesite. I prefer to just like remember him, like enjoy our memories, and I like to hang out with the family, go see his son, just have a good time. Versus like, I know a lot of people like to go, like, you know, people camp out at grave sites mm-hmm. and things like that. I just don't prefer it. I also don't like funerals at all. I like to just remember the person like the last time I saw them, because I feel like sometimes when you go to a service, you look at them in that state, and that can kind of get stuck in your head as the last time you saw them. So I mean, I think it's just all about whatever you're comfortable with and how you want to remember that person. There is no right or wrong way to do it, though.
You've lost a lot of important people, Kiki. Your mom, your brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dad?
My dad last year. Yeah.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I knew about your parents. I didn't know about your brother, but yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing. You're a strong woman, because I don't know. If I lost those people, then I lost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost the most important people to me. And I know you have a big family, but mm-hmm. like, I can't imagine survive. And I'm not being dramatic. I really would have a hard time surviving in a world without those three people. It would be tough.
Yeah, they're big losses. It's definitely life altering when it happens. But you got to keep going, you know, because you're here for mm-hmm. a reason. So you just gotta keep going. But when you think about just how you remember a person when that time comes, I just think sometimes we think about how society says we're supposed mm-hmm. to. And, you mm-hmm. know, for a long time, we would all go to my brother's gravesite. We would all go to the crash site. He died in a car accident. Mm-hmm. We would all go to the crash site and like put down flowers. And I understood that was a part of healing for a lot of other members in my family, mm-hmm. but as I got older, I'm like, it's just not something I enjoy.
Yeah. And grief is so different for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry too. That must have been a really hard anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I know it's not about me, but I considered him family. I think he considered me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to say family, as close to family, you know, the family that you choose kind of thing. I mean, he really invested a lot in me in a way he didn't have to. But I don't know that his family necessarily saw me the same. I'm a little jaded, because I have a very hard time believing this was the only way that this guy was remembered. But it was the only way that I was included in. And it was kind of like, here's the flyer kind of thing. Like, here it is. If you want to go, go. And it just didn't speak to the relationship that I had with this man. And I've never really known anybody who was famous or really, really well known. And so I've never been through this before, because anytime somebody dies that I knew, typically it's, you know, a small event, intimate event, and you go not only to support the people, you know, the person who lost somebody, but you go to sort of be around other people who felt the same way. And I guess you could argue that this was that, but you could just attend. Like, you didn't even have to know this person. Mm-hmm. And to me, that just, I don't know. I guess I felt sort of, believe it or not, I know it's a funeral, but I felt kind of left out. in some ways. Like, I guess I didn't, if I'm not going to go to something and I'm not going to be able to see his wife and say I'm sorry, and if I'm not sort of in it, then I, and I'm not in the funeral, but if I'm not kind of around the people that I know who knew him, and it was, you know, it wasn't going to be a little bit more intimate, then I guess I thought, you know what, I'm going to leave it where it is. I'm going to leave our relationship right where I left it, which was he and I, you know, sitting next to each other, having a conversation. And I just hope I don't regret that. You know, I hope someday I don't, because my therapist was even like, you don't seem like you're grieving this. Like, you know, you're not going to go to the thing, and I understand why, but, you know, you seem like maybe you haven't, the grief hasn't hit you yet. Like, it's going to be delayed. And I have to say, I didn't think that the last time I saw him was the last time I was going to see him.
Right.
But I did recognize when I saw him that the end was closer than the beginning. I mean, he was almost 90 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was a young man. And so maybe my grieving started a long time ago. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, like where you know you're going to lose somebody and it's like losing them in some ways is almost a formality because you've sort of already worked it out in your head. I hate to say that that's the best way to do it, but in some ways it's like, you know, Rufio, I know you've been through some loss and it was shocking and instantaneous. And it's like, I don't know, you know, there's no way to prepare yourself for that because obviously you don't see it coming. And there's no good way to lose somebody. But in some ways it's like, I can live with where I'm at. And I don't think I had to go to that thing, you know, in order to close that chapter. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not wrong.
Your situation was very, like, I feel like different, you know, with the public thing. I don't blame you for not wanting to go to something that big if you knew him so intimately, for sure. I mean, there are things that I don't want to do around someone dying that I have done, like, you know, like I have had to speak at funerals and stuff that I really didn't freaking want to do, but I just thought of the person and kind of said, like, you know, they're watching and this is for them, you know? So I have done things also that I was like, but I think in your situation, you know, I think that was an okay move.
I hate to make it about me, but it is kind of about me because my attendance and my sort of what it means, I guess how I sort of interpret it or how I process it, I think that's what it's for. You know, I think some people needed to go there and have the closure. Obviously his family was there and things like that. But on the flip side, I guess I was comfortable not going to something that was more of kind of an event than it was a traditional. Like the last funeral I went to, I think, it was your mom's, Rufio. Yeah. But before that, probably my grandmother. And before that, my grandfather. But it was like everybody who was there knew her and I knew them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we were having conversations, you know, both at the event. And I spoke at the and I gave the eulogy. And I don't know, like, obviously it was appropriate for me to do that because any of us who knew her that well, she was my grandmother, you know, it all made sense to me. And the I guess it wasn't closure because the closure was that she was gone, but it was more there were other people there and we could share stories and memories. And there was something sort of fruitful about that,
right,
that process. But this wasn't that. This was flying across the country, showing up to an arena. And I don't know. But there were people who were like, man, you're really not going to go. Like, are you really going to feel the closure? But I didn't go.
So. Yeah, I think it was a different situation. I think you can grieve him, you know, however you see fit for you.
Yeah.
And thank God you went to see him. That was like what I was talking about with the TikTok I saw about that girl who lost her mom. You know, I don't know, for some reason, like, that's changed my mental state lately. Just like, do it. See them, reach out, like, tell people how you feel, because you will never regret that stuff, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, and not to get really too deep or crazy personal about it, but, you know, it does make me think. I'm estranged with my father, and I have been for 30 years. He's still alive. He's around. But to me, that and this was very different. You know, because you could argue, well, aren't you lucky? No, I'm speaking of myself here. Aren't you lucky that you kind of, I didn't say goodbye to my friend, but we closed any there's no uncertainty left, right? Like,
right,
he's gone and I know where he stood and I don't have to wonder about that. And so there, I could see, you know, in my mind, I've been processing, well, if I believe that, and if I'm grateful for that, then should I also go close the door with, you know, other people in my life with whom I'm estranged? But it's, to me, it's so different because of the terms. You know, you're talking about, there's so much history that has to be overcome in order to get to the point where you sit down and sort of close the door with some people. You know, there really, there was a lot of history, but there wasn't a lot of negativity as it pertained to this guy. We just lost touch. And and I just lost the ability to see him as often as I did. And so it was very easy for me to reach out to him and very easy for me to go visit him because there was no bad blood. There was no, you know, it was, I didn't have to get over a bunch of stuff in order to close that door, you know? And so I think that those two things are very, in my mind, they're very different. But I also encourage people after my experience, this is where I guess I'm being kind of a hypocrite, but I can't even begin to tell you how important it is, in my opinion, to make sure that you know where you stand with your inner circle, with the people who care about you and for whom you care, because stuff like this happens and you don't know when the last day is. And I would hate for anyone to be left with questions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, in my mind, it's two very, very different things. But
yeah.
Maybe it's not.
And it's so personal to you. I mean, that's, you know what's best for you. You're the only one who knows that. I will say I have some people that I am doing the opposite, like keeping in my life, even though they've hurt me really, really badly. And so it's a personal choice. You know, you have to. And if you did talk to him again, like there would have to be so many things that he would have to do. And I don't know if you would get that from him. And, you know, your boundaries and expectations would have to be, you know,
yeah,
made clear. But yeah,
I think the major difference is the history. You know, it's and then maybe, yeah, maybe I'm being a hypocrite about this, but to me, it's just so different. But why do you keep, Kaylin, why do you keep people in your life who hurt you? What's the advantage?
It's definitely something I work through in therapy. Specifically, I was just talking about my only living grandparent. Well, I have a step-grandma, but my grandfather, because he cheated on my Nana, you know, while they were married for a very long time with someone that I knew very well. And I saw what it did to her. And I, you know, that's a great question. There's other people that I should have kicked out of my life. I have set boundaries, though. So like my therapist one time said, like, you have two options here, you know, either cut this person out of your life completely or, you know, keep them in. And she said, for you, I think it would hurt more to cut them out and know that they're out in the world and you're not there. But I will say that the relationship is very tainted. There are boundaries. But just for me, I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like a respect thing. I don't know, but I'm not advocating for anyone who's getting, you know, treated poorly to have people in their life. It's definitely something I have to work through.
Yeah, I was just curious what your process was there, because no judgment. I don't know the right thing, but I guess part of me reconciling with you know, this individual or someone who's still living is like I have to give up so much. I don't know. There's just so much emotional baggage that comes along with interaction with certain people. And there's expectations, you know, and I guess maybe it's case by case, you know, it doesn't apply to all people when I say that. Cause again, I feel like a hypocrite. I'm like on the radio saying, hey, you know, call everybody, you know, and tell them you love them today because you may not get a chance to tell them that again. Mm-hmm. But yet there are people that I'm not in a hurry to do that with because I don't necessarily feel, I hate to say deserve, it's not deserve, but it's like, I don't know what the word is. It's complicated. I don't
get it. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, with my grandpa, I mean, I asked for what I needed was an acknowledgement of what he did and an apology for what he did. And for years and years and years, he danced around that. And finally, I did get that. And I did just think, you know, knowing me, I'm an overthinker and I beat myself up. And I thought, you know, one day I am going to lose him. And for me, I just personally thought I feel better not being the bigger person, but I don't know, just kind of mending that fence and accepting him for who he is. Also, like, he's my Italian side. So, like, I feel like there's this, like, toxic, like, respect thing in that, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's a lot that I need to.
At least you got the apology. I mean, not you know.
It wasn't a good one, by the way.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know what you think about that. That would be a place to start with this particular situation, but I don't.
And there wasn't a lot of acknowledgement. Yeah. So it wasn't. It was more the formality. Like, okay, he did what I asked, but it wasn't what I needed. But, you know, and Fred, like, I barely talked to him. Like, I talked to him on his birthday, Christmas, like, because my loyalty is to my Nana, and it still is. He treated her like fucking shit. So, you know, it's very, very rare. But my dad has a little bit more of a relationship with him. So there is some, you know, intertwining that just felt like, okay, to make this easier for everyone else, I'll kind of put that aside. But... Yeah. Team Nana.
So maybe that's the message then, is like, protect your heart, but be aware
boundaries, yeah,
that mm-hmm. people in your life that matter should know that they matter. You know, because again, in our case, there was no bad blood. I mean, the only bad blood I could think of was what I could come up with in my mind, which doesn't mean it was real. It turns out it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, any of us that are overthinkers or have anxiety or whatever else, I mean, we can come up with a million scenarios for anything. And the mm-hmm. longer the time went, the more I was convinced, oh, this guy thinks this person thinks that. He didn't think any of those things. And I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only bad blood that existed was what I could make up.
In other
cases, there's bad blood because bad stuff happened. And I think that's different.
Oh, yeah.
But I, you know what? My father would, my dad, the guy who raised me, would tell you, you know, he didn't have a good relationship with his dad. His dad died. Of course, who was there by his side when he died?
My
dad, of course.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of unanswered questions there, even with the bad blood. And I do think that he would tell you that he might have benefited from some answers. But I think he's also realistic that he wasn't probably going to get them anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's really tricky.
Yeah. I think the thing that needs to happen if you are going to have someone like that in your life is that you need to fully be able to accept that who they are fundamentally, yes, and that they are not going to ever be able to give you what you need.
Yep.
So you need to lower your expectations if you do want to keep those people in your life and say, hey, I didn't get the dad I deserved. I didn't get the grandpa. You know what I mean? But this is the situation. This is who they are. They have grown as much as they are capable of. So either I, you know, guard myself around them and keep them in my life, or cut them out of my life. But you have to accept people for what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, it's that strange cost benefit that you have to go through in your mind, where it's like, what will I gain from further contact / what might I take away, or what additional pain might
How
be incurred
be
by, you know, so it's like, do you let resting dogs lie, or do you, you know, I think you have to weigh that. It's not one size fits all in that, you know, maybe I'll feel better if I forgive this person and let them know where I stand. Maybe I'll get more, but maybe I'll be more pissed about it if they continue, which has been my experience, by the way, with this particular, not the guy with the funeral, but other people, where it's like, okay, I'm open to it. And then they do something stupid and you're like, why did I even open myself up to that?
Yeah. You gotta be guarded for sure.
It's complicated. Human interaction is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sorry if this hits too close to home, Rufio. I don't mean to.
Oh no, you're okay.
I know your loss, I think, is the freshest of the people in the room, and I know that it was it's kind of instantaneous, and it's like I have to know that your mom knew exactly where you stood with her, and I know she was so proud of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, she told me that so many times. I mean, every time I'd be around her, your mom and first of all, your dad is like, this guy should be like Chamber of Commerce for the worst city in the world, because he could sell anything. Mm-hmm. And but he's so proud of you. And I think he's just so impressed by what you've accomplished. And I think your mom felt the same way. So totally. This doesn't really apply to you. But
yeah.
She knew and knows.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that was my decision, and I already had made it, and it's over, and it passed. So if any of you had been like, I should have gone, jackass.
That would have not
been helpful. But
right. No.
Man, I can't believe you didn't go. It's like, I don't know. It's been on my brain lately. You know, that whole sort of dichotomy between who do you, you know, you want everyone to know how you feel so that you don't get caught off guard,
mm-hmm.
but you also don't necessarily want to get hurt in the process of.
I know.
Fuck, man. It's just so It's hard.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But therapy. Well, I don't think we said anal sex or. I don't think we. Rufio, say something dirty just to make it a tangent. What? Please.
Talk about your sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. My sneak attack.
No, don't do it. Please
we're
don't.
Good. We're good.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I just wanted to make sure that for those who were tuning in for like a porn report.
Oh, got it.
No.
They felt like they got it. Anyway, that's the tangent. Thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.